launching. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
No, I'm saying, why are you trying? Why is he trying
to
do that?
Why is he trying?
He's made all this money.
Especially when he looks at his bank account.
Oh, is his bank account not good?
I would think it should be.
No, he's got like $700 million.
That's what I was going
to say. Yes. Why are you doing it?
I'm with you. Why are we arguing?
I'm not.
We agree.
This is like aggressive sex. We're like,
yeah, I agree with you.
An onlooker might think we're arguing, but we're actually having a great time.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Tupac.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Look at you.
I hit the button. I guess I didn't hit it hard enough. Oh, boy. We're off to a bad start.
You got dainty fingers.
I do. I really do. I'm sorry.
Got a jam-packed, girthy show today. All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL at 3:48. Rapid fire. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game, Boner?
The game this week, I keep being amazed at things that are 20 years old. Like 20 years ago seems like that should be the early 90s, and it's not.
No, 2004, baby.
I know. So I'm going to give you a series of things and ask you, did this happen 20 years ago, or is it more recent than 20 years ago? So we'll have fun with that coming up in 5 o'clock, in the 5 o'clock hour.
You know whose birthday it is today?
I do not off the top of my head.
Big Willie style.
Oh.
Wilfred Nancy.
Wilfred Nancy? Really? I didn't know it was his birthday.
Or as Dom Tiberi calls him, Willie Nazi.
What, you got to say Nancy with the appropriate pronunciation.
Hey.
Or you can say Wilfred Nancy, I guess, but that's not how his name
is. Tigers or Tigres?
It is Tigres. It's they're a tough team.
It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Wilfred Nancy. To celebrate, he suspended Cucho Hernandez for another game. I'm just kidding. He also won a championship for the city, so I'll give him that.
And Caleb Porter.
He won't tell you why he did it either.
No. It's a surprise party.
It's not. We were talking about this before the show. Crew playing Tigres in Mexico tonight. Second leg in the Champions Cup matchup. It's not that Cucho was suspended. It's that there's no transparency. What did he do? Was he late to a meeting or did he sleep with your wife? We're not saying he shouldn't be suspended. We just want to know why he was suspended.
Yeah, that's fair. I am hopeful that this team can kind of rebound and focus on this game because Tigres is a tough out. If you win this, you have we're getting close to some real hardware now. If you can win this game, if you can show that you can go on the road in Mexico, U.S. teams, Major League Soccer teams going to Mexico and winning games. Not something that happens often. So the way the Crew can advance in this game, because remember they tied against Tigres.
You have to win this game.
Technically, right? No.
No?
No. You can. Now, if you lose, done. That's over. Don't even talk about it. Lose, done. Tie, 0-0. It is a loss because
they have
Tigres
away
has
goal.
An away goal.
So you could tie 2-2.
And win.
Or tie 3-3.
Or any score above 1-1. If you tie 1-1, it'll be equal, away goal, all the goals.
Well, you'll just keep playing then.
They'll keep playing. They'll go to extra time and eventually penalties if it stays that way. So,
But any other tie that's not 0-0 or 1-1.
Yep, that's it.
You advance.
Yes.
Okay.
So, if it's a high-scoring game, that could actually bode well for the Crew. If it's a 0-0 game, that's very bad.
Yep.
If it's a 1-0 game, Tigres, that's very bad. So, but then again, the Crew just need to get a goal and then they're good. So get a goal, worry about the rest after that.
UConn, with a huge second half, they beat Purdue to win the title. Sheer dominance from start to finish. We don't normally see it where you have, that's the beauty part of the tournament, is that the tournament is organized chaos. And you can be the best team in college basketball all season long, but you get a bad matchup or a bad region and have a bad shooting night. It takes away the entire season. We're not playing series here. It's sudden death the entire time. But we just finished up a postseason where you had wall to wall, the best women's basketball team in the country win, right? Yeah, in South Carolina, and not a ton of adversity there. They just took care of their business. And here you had UConn from start to finish, back to back national championships. They were the best college basketball team from start to finish. I feel like we rarely see that.
Yeah, you're right. And it's such an interesting point with them too, where UConn had last year, they won every NCAA tournament game by double digits to win the title last year. Then they lost their top two scorers, three of their starting five. Then what did they do this year? Like you just said, ran through the tournament again, winning every game by double digits. Purdue last night, Zach Edey in the first half was getting his. Mm-hmm. He finished with 30 some points. I mean, he had a monster stat night. But if you watch that game, I think Purdue took maybe five threes the entire game. It was laughable because the announcers are saying it. Everybody's talking about this, watching the game. You see it on Twitter. You see it on all the social media reaction. UConn's up 11 with 7 minutes to go, whatever it would be. And they dump it down to Edey and he'd go to work and he'd get his little floater. And then UConn would come back down the court, run their offense and either get the exact same 2 points or hit a three.
Yeah.
And you knew Purdue just could not match that. They couldn't come back down and get a three. And Dan Hurley talked about it, their coach, after the game, where he said, we didn't care if Zach Edey got 35 points. As long as he got it taking 25 or 30 shots, that's what we wanted. We wanted him to have the ball and have it a lot. We didn't want anybody else to beat us. We wanted to limit all their other guys to a combined like 20 points. And that's basically what they did. It was a great game plan. Offensively, UConn was so good at taking their bigs and moving Zach Edey out of the paint. He got roasted in the pick and roll multiple times. Purdue is an amazing team in that they got all the way to the finals of an NCAA tourney with basically one guy.
Yeah.
Not that they have other guys who suck, but they had one dominant player. UConn was a dominant team, and they were able to neutralize all of the good that Zach Edey does. And then on defense, they weren't afraid of him. They went right at him. Their bigs moved around, got him out of the paint, loosened things up there. It was brilliant.
I mean, want a crazy stat?
Great coaching, great execution, great everything.
You want a crazy stat?
Yeah, what's a crazy stat?
All right, this is UConn, the last two tournaments. 2023, first round matchup against Iona, favored by 9, covered.
Yeah.
Next round, St. Mary's, favored by 3.5, covered. Next round, Arkansas, favored by 3.5, covered. Next round, Gonzaga, favored by 6, covered. Next round, Miami, favored by 6, covered. Championship game, San Diego State, covered, favored by 6.5, covered. This year, Stetson in the first round, favored by 27.5, covered.
I mean, again, I know it's Stetson, but still.
Northwestern, favored by 13, covered. San Diego State again, favored by 12, covered. Illinois, favored by 8, covered. Alabama, favored by 10, covered. Purdue, favored by 7, covered.
Unreal.
12-0 against the spread. Not just, you know, 12-0, you win the championship.
That's good.
12-0 against the spread.
I mean, I know we can be prisoner of the moment, and this is a very sports media thing to do today, but this is one where I think it's actually warranted, because you got all these people who say, oh, man, are they the most dominant team of the last blah, 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 whatever. Let me throw this at you. Is UConn, when you look at the professional ranks, name your sport in America, or the collegiate ranks, have we had a team, a franchise, a program, a whatever, that has had a better run than they've had in the since turn of the century, since 2000? Because you're talking they've got 6 titles since that time. Am I wrong, Ted? 6 since 2000?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you could say the Patriots, right? That certainly would qualify. Anybody else having a run like this that you can think of? I can't. I can't think of any pro team that has had this much success outside of, again, New England is the only other one. And I'm not saying that they're more dominant. I'm saying they were as dominant, I guess, as the Patriots, basically. They were about the same, those two.
No, you haven't had back-to-back champions in baseball in 20 years.
Okay.
Haven't had that. Hockey, I guess maybe the Lightning, but not back to back.
No, and not like the sustained. There's not been 6 of them in 20 years for the Lightning.
No. I'm just trying to.
Yeah,
I'm trying to guess.
They've got back to back. They've got. How about this? three different coaches have won championships for them in the last 20 years.
Yeah, and at one point, we talked when John Calhoun retired, you wondered if it was just him?
Yeah.
I mean, will this program wither and die now that he's gone? Short answer, no.
No. I mean, even if you want to throw, I'm not, the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era will always be the greatest, you know, era for the Patriots, I'm guessing, in their team's history, right? But that was all that nucleus. You had the Patriots way, Belichick doing his thing, greatest quarterback of all time, however you want to slice that, it all worked. UConn built it, won with it, tore it down. Built it again, Kevin Ollie, then scandal, he leaves, start over, Dan Hurley comes in, built it again, and it's currently still going. It's not like, well, yeah, 7 years ago was the last time they won a title and they haven't really done much since. They are currently the dominant force in men's college basketball. I guess the only thing that would come close is what Dawn Staley has done at South Carolina, because she barely ever loses. But even then, she didn't go back-to-back last year. 2 out of 3, still pretty good. And if you do this another 10 years, she'll be in this conversation. That team will be in this conversation. But I'm saying UConn over the last 20 years, have we seen a more dominant pro or college sports team? I don't think we have.
No, because I'm even going back to college basketball. When was Billy Donovan in Florida? That was...
Yeah. That was
that over 20 years ago?
That was 06, 07.
Okay, so...
I mean, yeah, it was nearing 20 years, but that was when he won. He was there before that. But again, what's Florida doing now?
Yeah.
Right? Like, UConn was winning before that time.
Yeah.
They were winning after that time. They're winning now. I think, honestly, you could go back in basketball. The only thing that comes close to that level of dominance that they would have to surpass is, like, the Celtics from the 60s and 70s. They won 11 of them or whatever with Red Auerbach.
Did you mention the women's team from UConn?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, the women's team would probably be the only other one that compares.
They've won 10, I think, since 2000. So
they've won 10 since 2000?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I did not realize it was 10. Okay, there you go. So that school has a combined men's and women's 16 NCAA championships in the sport of basketball in the last 20 years?
Let them live, man. Yeah, and they had one in 95 as well, so there's another one for the women.
Wow.
Let them live.
Okay.
They've dominated.
all right.
All right, I got a question for you, though. I got a question, because I think something in sports...
What? No. I realized that's why they didn't want Caitlin Clark. She's a loser. I'm just kidding. Calm down. I'm kidding. It was just a good joke. I had to make it. Go ahead.
Something in sports is not real.
Hmm.
I want to talk about it with you next.
All right.
Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You guys should watch out for an accident on southbound Hamilton Road at East Broad Street. And there's a disabled truck on the southbound 71 off-ramp to westbound 670 on the north side. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Let me tell you something. If I had 10 wishes.
Yeah.
Now, if I had 3 wishes, that'd be fairly obvious. Money.
Right.
Health.
Of course.
And then I'm going to go with world peace.
Oh.
Right? I mean, we'll take care of the biggies. I want lots of money.
So, right.
I want health for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to end war and conflict throughout the world.
That's nice of you to put that ahead of, like, sponge bath with Margot Robbie.
Yeah, you know, that's maybe wish number 6.
Okay. All right.
But if I had 10, you have some room for some frivolous wishes.
Sure you do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You take care of all the biggies, and then all of a sudden it's, well, what do I want? I'll tell you what one of my 10 would be. There's different shades of green.
Yeah.
The shade of green that our grass is right now in central Ohio, I call it emerald green. It's a different green than you would get in June or July.
I guess it depends where you are, right?
It's a rich, thick green. Yeah.
Is it like the green that you would see at like a sports stadium?
Yes.
Okay,
Like a Kelly green, rich green.
All right.
If I had one wish out of 10, I think I would make for all the grass to look like that forever. Oh. I love that shade of green.
That's interesting. I mean, I guess the grand scheme of things, if you go, you know, in the middle of winter and the grass looks like that, it's cold out, but hey, look how nice the grass is. I guess that would be visually appealing.
Just a vibrant green. Feels like you want to just rub yourself in.
Top 10, though?
Well, what?
I mean,
wouldn't you just run out of things to wish for?
No, I would rather than that, if I was going to have a frivolous wish at number 10, all the other stuff I get taken care of first, I would say every road looks like a road does when it's been freshly paved and the lines have been put down. Mm. Like it looks like a racetrack.
So you know, like where that too.
It's perfectly
no potholes,
smooth asphalt.
Then.
No potholes whatsoever. Yes, if I could snap my fingers and make that happen, that would be number 10 on the list for me.
How about this?
But I would do that way before the grass. I wouldn't touch the grass.
You know what? Grass is very important to me.
I got it.
I love that color green.
Mm.
How about snow, ice, never sticks to roads or driveways?
I like that. But it
can snow. It piles up on the grass.
2 feet of snow.
But the roads and the driveways, always clear.
Now, see, again, this is after we take care of all the money,
all the health, that's why you can't do this with 3 wishes, but if you get a happy genie that says 10 wishes for you.
I like that. You get the Costco version of a genie.
Right.
Where he's like, we're doing bulk orders now. Sorry, genie doesn't have time to sit here for your 3 wishes. Let's get them all done at once. I don't want you trying to come back 15 times and get more wishes. I got other things I'd put in the 10 wishes.
All right, before we get to that.
One of them is hot, melty pizza every time. Like never a bad pizza.
You don't want to burn the roof of your mouth, though.
No, but I'm saying I want it to be like well done, cooked the way I want it.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I can let it sit for a moment so it'll cool off a little bit, but everything's been cooked properly. Go ahead.
The crispiness, if you get a thin and crispy, square cut, the crispiness never goes away.
Yeah.
Including for leftovers. You can warm it in the microwave and you will still get a perfectly crisp.
Now that's something. Although the hack for that is use an air fryer. You throw your pizza in an air fryer, it's
good. Some of us aren't that fancy, all right?
I'm just telling you, it takes 4 minutes and your pizza's back.
I don't have an air fryer. Maybe when I make bone money, I'll get some.
They're like
Teddy, do you have an air fryer?
They're like $80.
No, can't afford it.
Oh my gosh.
Two of us, no air fryer.
This is an expense you're missing out on, Mr. I mean, he's got a 91 Bulls shooting shirt, but he can't get an air fryer.
No.
Come on.
You know what? We always exchange Christmas gifts.
You know what? I'll get you an air fryer. That's great. I didn't know you'd wanted one so bad. I will make sure you get one.
You know what else I want?
What's that?
Never mind. It was going to be very inappropriate.
Is it edible? And do you wear it under? No.
Never mind.
All right.
I just heard Sweet Lou in my head.
Oh, no.
The joke has been ruined.
Don't listen to Sweet Lou.
The joke has been...
Sweet Lou doesn't know.
Ruined.
Sweet Lou doesn't know how to do the radio.
All right, let me talk about something that isn't real.
Okay.
So... UConn wins championship last night. Dan Hurley in the postgame press conference was asked about the Kentucky job, and he essentially laughed.
Right.
Which, right. Okay.
Well, didn't he say something like, yeah, ask my wife about that and see what she thinks. Like, I'm not living in effing Kentucky is the way I took that. He doesn't have any desire to go do that. Let him live.
Why would he?
No. Why would you want to go build something?
Anywhere.
It's rolling now.
No, he's not going anywhere. I contend that there's no such thing as, like, jobs. Like, must-have jobs.
I was going to say, I thought this was a chops take for the second. Like,
Hi.
Jobs aren't real.
No. In college sports, we've done this forever. It's a sports radio thing to do. You sit down, you make a list of the top jobs, should they become available in college basketball and college football. And for years, it was Kentucky and Indiana and Duke, and you would list all these jobs, right? I don't think that there's really such a thing anymore as big-time jobs. It's big-time situations, but you can create a big-time job out of nowhere as long as you have a booster that has $50 million in his pocket that wants to change the way that sport is recruited.
Yeah, I agree with
you
on that.
Or how you pay that head coach. You can say to a head coach, hey, what's it going to take to get you... John Calipari, if you told John Calipari... 25 years ago, you're probably going to finish up your coaching career at Arkansas.
Well, he would have said, certainly I've gotten fired from wherever
he said, get the hell out of here.
Right. No, you're right.
I'm not doing that. He's buddy-buddy with a big-time booster at Arkansas who's got $100 million and says to him, well, you know what? What do you need for a recruiting class? Yeah, I'll make that happen for you.
I can do it. Yeah.
It's not just about the coach's salary. It's about everything else. It's about what you can pay your assistants, what obviously you can pay your players. I contend, with the exception of maybe a few, that there's not a ton of name recognition with jobs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to go, let's say, to Ohio State football, right? That is a premier job. We all know that. But if that job comes available, there's one of three reasons, I guess, the job comes available. One is a legendary coach is retiring after winning gobs and gobs of trophies, right? So if they're hiring you, even though that's going to be a nice thing to have, you have to live up to that expectation. That may not be as good of a situation as getting 90% of the money at a school that's like, if you get us to the playoffs once, we'll build you a statue,
mm-hmm.
right? So it depends on what you want. Do you want that challenge? Or do you like the idea of being able to have 20 years of sustained good and still could win a championship, right? Another reason that the Ohio State job would be open is because, you know, a coach may leave and go coach in the NFL or something. Well, then you're still following a guy who is probably pretty good. So that might be a little different. That might be the best version of that. The third option is that guy got fired. Like, if that happens, why did it happen? Because the expectations are super high and everyone's not going to be patient with you for 3 years as you build it all back. They're going to want you to come in and win right away. I'm saying that even to your point, Kentucky right now, it's not a firing, but it's like that, right? Big Blue Nation kind of said, we're done with Calipari.
Well, the report was today.
And he said, I'm kind of done with you.
There was a report out today in Kentucky that Calipari, once he had the conversation with Arkansas, the terms were given to him. He went to Kentucky and said, if you match this, I will stay.
Sure.
And they said, no, get the hell out of here.
In fact, they probably laughed at him and said, match it. We're thrilled you can get $30 million. We don't have to pay you $30 million to go away.
Go take that. The only reason we were keeping you is because we didn't want to pay you the $33 million. Godspeed.
Yeah.
So they had an opportunity to match the contract, keep their guy. They chose not to.
So essentially, and so what do you think the next guy who comes in there, whoever that is, they're going to have an expectation that they will get 5-star recruits, just like Calipari did, but now they'll win with them. Is that a better expectation than, say, going to a place where, you know, if you go out and make the tourney a couple times out of 4 years, get to a Sweet 16 once every five, you're pretty much a lock for that job for the next 20 years? I don't know the answer. I mean, the competitor would probably say, I'd rather go win championships, but better is a relative term.
Someone is fast becoming the most annoying person in sports. I'm going to tell you who coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for some slow traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And we've got an accident on the left shoulder of southbound 71, again on the north side between Spring Street and East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traction.
Fan from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Red Sox opened up the home slate today.
Oh, did they?
Well, they're still playing. I think they're losing to the Orioles right now. But I bring this up because the first pitch was thrown out today by Brianna Wakefield.
Oh.
Who is Tim Wakefield's daughter. Brianna has lost her mother to cancer.
Yeah.
And her father to cancer within like 8 months of each other. I can't imagine that.
No. I remember when that story happened, right? Because there was, sadly, a little bit of an issue with a former teammate of his who will remain nameless, but who kind of let it out there that when the wife's issue happened, I forget which one came first, but basically this former teammate put out there that Wakefield had cancer and he didn't want it out there.
Right. He had cancer. He didn't want it out there. And he who shall not be named said it on his podcast. But
Yeah, make sure you get some extra clicks as someone that should be a friend of yours is slowly dying.
No, he's just a caring,
that's the way you go.
A caring friend.
Yeah.
Can I talk about someone who drives me crazy?
Go ahead.
It is the reigning Masters champion, John Rahm. We'll talk about what he picked for his meal this week in a second, because they get to choose.
I love that.
Like Tiger had burgers and fries.
That's, hey, nothing wrong with
whatever the hell
you want. Yeah.
But John Rahm, who has taken the cash and gone to live. All right. I mean, we've given our thoughts on LIV and what it is, and I can't believe we're still here. What is it, 2 years later talking about this and this merger that apparently is never going to happen or will happen? Who the hell knows?
Well, either way, it's a weird situation, but certainly the lines were drawn a long time ago in this sport, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever this has been now with Phil, where he kicked it all off. Everyone knew the stakes. Everyone knew what the ideas are, and you either want to go be part of LIV and go take that payday and it's a different thing, or you want to stay in the PGA and fight for keeping golf, whatever you think golf is supposed to be in the PGA, keep it the way it was or change the game.
Right. So John Rahm in December decides, you know what? I can't turn down $350 million.
Yeah.
Even though he's already a very rich man, he says $350 million, I'm going to do it. So he joins a circus. And then when he's in the circus, he wants the circus to be more like the country club. Yep. All we've heard from John Rahm since he joined was, man, it's really killing me that I can't play in the Waste Management Open. And I just miss it. And now, as he's getting ready for the Masters, he says, yeah, if it were up to me, you know, LIV would play the 72-hole format like the PGA does. Wait, dude, you join the circuit. They had their own little special brand of golf, which is going to be golf for the future. Not as many holes, 3 days, set it up for TV, thumpity-thump on the golf course, big party atmosphere. And ever since he's gone there, he talks about how he wants to transform it back to what the PGA is.
Right.
How annoying is that?
That's what the, again, not to quote Dom Draper from Mad Men, but that's what the money's for, right? Is that not like
yes,
the idea that
you got your
you
money,
got paid to go do this weird version of golf,
be the clown,
to help launch it because they know that it's weird and they need to get credibility. The only way you do that, if you're as rich as the, you know, private investment fund, is go get the most credible guys you can,
but all these guys,
to go play your goofball version of golf.
They're so worried. Well, why, we want to be involved in the world golf ranking points. Who? What's the difference?
Well, at this point,
you're a Harlem Globetrotter right now. Run around the country, do your show, throw the bucket of confetti, and cash your check.
You chose that. Yeah, man. I don't understand it. You bought a Maserati, and you're mad that it doesn't have room for seven. Like, why did you buy the sports car if you wanted the minivan? What do you want? You picked this. Enjoy it. Take what you got. It's got pluses and minuses like everything else in life. That's all this is. But John Rahm? No, every 5 seconds we hear from him, I wish I was doing the other thing. There's a way you could have done that. And by the way, still made nine figures, I'm guessing, right? He could have probably made $100 million or more in the PGA.
Even now, you know, he can do his little clown show circuit and still play his Masters.
Yeah, you're playing a lot of these events.
You're going to play the big tournaments. You'll play 4 tournaments a year.
Right. So you get to play those tourneys, which are 4-day, 72-hole, all that stuff. And then you have your LIV golf ones, which are quick little stays where you're playing the much quicker format, and you got a DJ out there.
Everybody makes a cut. You know,
and you get $500 million for it or whatever he's getting, $350 million. Either way, you chose that. You took all that time and money.
I mean, Teddy, you're the golf guy. Am I off base on this? Do you not read these comments as annoying?
Yeah, you're spot on. It's like he wanted something different. Well, he didn't really want something different. He just wanted the big paycheck, right? And then he's there and he's like, yeah, this is terrible, but I got this money. Now, can I have those other things?
But there's trade-offs. Yeah. You made your decision. And I assume it wasn't a rash decision. It's not like he bought a pack of gum at the register.
Right.
You know, I assume he agonized over this and talked to his family about this. He knew what he was doing when he signed up for the money.
Does he know what LIV, the L-I-V, stands for?
Actually,
the actual Roman numerals.
Yeah, wait, that's 54.
Yeah, 54, right. which is the amount of holes that they play.
Yeah, I looked up 72 Roman numerals. It's L-X-X-I-I. I don't know.
Lixie.
Yeah. So that's what he was.
Lixie. I don't know who she is, but Timmy's looking at her on Instagram right now. All right, so he's also picking his master's dinner.
Okay, yeah, what do we got?
Well, he's Spanish.
Oh.
Right, so right. He is...
I don't know why I said, oh, I know he's Spanish, but you're saying it as in this is going to influence what the meal is.
It is. Okay. He's having a very Spanish Basque region inspired meal.
All right.
Okay, so he's doing tapas, small plates at first. Among them, acorn-fed Iberian ham-cured pork loin.
Sure. That's the, is that the kind where they do a little shaving of it off with, it's on a little spit? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Spicy Basque chorizo.
Sounds great.
Some sort of local cheese with black truffle.
Okay.
Mama Ram's classic lentil stew.
All right.
I wonder if it really is her recipe. Let her live.
I would try some lentil stew. Sure.
Spanish omelet with onions and confit potatoes.
Oh, nice.
And I like creamy that. Chicken fritters with confit potatoes.
Am I wrong? Confit just basically means a version of fried? Like if it's confit potatoes, isn't that like kind of a little crispy potato?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm not saying it's like a French fry. I'm just saying it's in that vein.
Anyway, those are the first courses. Those are the tapas.
Oh, that's
so
just
a bunch of little small plates.
Sure.
Then after that, you have a Basque crab salad.
Mm.
They serve that to you.
That's good.
Then your main course is a choice of Basque ribeye with some sort of lettuce and piquillo peppers, or a turbo, which is a fish.
Oh, right. Yes.
With white asparagus.
So I actually have heard of the turbo.
Or the turbo. Dessert is a puff pastry cake, custard, and chantilly cream.
Okay.
And that's it. It says served in honor of Mr. John Rahm.
I don't know a lot about the Basque region, so a lot of those where it's like the Basque version of this, I have no idea what makes it Basque-ish? Basque-ish? Basquette? I don't know. It sounds all good to me. I'd eat all of that.
I have not been to Spain, but from the limited knowledge that I have on Spain, the Basque region, they almost fancy themselves like if you were to say Cajun cooking.
Oh, all right.
Right? It's very distinct. They think of themselves almost as a separate culture.
Okay.
You don't necessarily think of yourself first as Spanish.
I see.
You're Basque.
I see. Okay.
And if you are familiar with that and I'm wrong, please do tell me.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret it.
Well, you know what? All of that sounded pretty good, so sign me up.
Yeah, he's an annoying a-hole, but the meal sounded good.
No, but that doesn't mean I know how to eat.
I know. Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident at the intersection of Carl Road and Ferris Road causing some delays, and you'll find slow traffic on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. If you missed yesterday's Eclipse show, you can listen to us staring at the sun. And Angela Pace singing a song about the eclipse.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise. But every time she comes on here, she has some nice surprise for us, and it always is good. So we appreciate that.
The podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Inside the NFL, do it.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Bone.
Teddy, I got to tell you, your Dallas Cowboys are really stupid. Or at least Jerry Jones appears to be very stupid. This CeeDee Lamb situation is idiocy of their own making. Last offseason, he was eligible to get an extension. They didn't do one when he could have got him for probably cheaper than you would have now. They also had a big deal about, hey, this offseason, we're going big. And then what's happened?
They're all in, man.
And then six guys have walked out the door. I think another one retired. And they haven't spent a lot of money. And the answer from the Cowboys is, oh, well, we, right up against the cap with all these guys. Yes. But if you signed guys like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons to big contracts, you could have worked it out so that the money worked out year over year to help you in these moments. Now they're at it with CeeDee Lamb. He's on his fifth year of his rookie deal. Obviously, he would like an extension. Obviously, it would make sense he would get an extension. Now he's an all-pro. So if you're going to extend him this offseason, you're going to have to pay a lot of money, and that doesn't help their already bad cap situation. However, CeeDee Lamb was asked about this, and he told TMZ, yeah, I'll be in Dallas next year. He said, we're just working through the normal offseason. He said, I'm relaxing, chilling, working out. Didn't address whether or not he's going to attend offseason workouts or anything like that, but put a bookmark on that. Keep an eye on it. It's going to be a thing probably as the season goes on, or as the offseason goes on, I should say. But Cowboys, barring some like miracles in the draft coming in this year and just immediately lighting it up, they are going to have some issues with that roster if they don't address some things, and it's going to be tough to see them doing it. So I'm sorry, Teddy, but your team does sound very stupid. And
you speak the truth.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, dumb. Also, a guy who's been dumb before, Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, was asked about Aaron Rodgers. And he said, listen, Aaron Rodgers, he was asked about him running for vice president. Not that he is, but that there was this distraction with U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. approaching Aaron Rodgers about being a vice presidential candidate. He did not end up doing that, but Woody Johnson there, that's his name.
He's the owner, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I was like,
you're very confused.
Woody Page is who I was thinking of in my head. I'm like, I got him confused.
Not Woody Page.
Woody Johnson said he's getting back to football 100%. He never left football. That was a momentary distraction, maybe like going in the dark room or whatever. But he's back 100%. Great leader. If we can keep him on his feet, which I think we can, he's going to be an exciting start. It's going to be an exciting start to the season. I like how the manager of your White Sox, Mike, yesterday, for the 4 minutes that the eclipse existed, was like, sorry, I can't go out and look at the eclipse. Too much of a distraction. We got a game to prepare for.
I got baseball. I got a game to lose.
Yes. But Aaron Rodgers mulling over the idea of possibly running for office, not a big distraction. Oh, it's just a blip on the radar. Got it. Very, very fascinating juxtaposition with those two quotes. Now let's talk about a guy whose career I would like to have, and then also a guy whose career, imagine if he was this good of a player in another sport. Who I'm talking about is Logan Ryan. Logan Ryan played for the Patriots. They won 2 Super Bowls while he was there. Great defensive back. 10 years in the league out of Rutgers, drafted in 2013, I believe, but was there for 2 of their Super Bowl wins. Really big part of it. And then he got a big contract after that. I think went on to the Titans, played for the Giants, the Bucks. He's now announced he's retiring, all right? Great career. He's had 19 interceptions, 15 forced fumbles. Good player. I looked up what he's made in his career. You want to take a stab at what this guy's made? 2-time Super Bowl winner, bona fide starter in the league, got a decent contract after winning 2 Super Bowls.
I have no idea.
According to SportTrack, his career earnings, $60 million.
Let him live.
I'd love $60 million. Who wouldn't, right? But then I went to look at how many guys in Major League Baseball right now, not career earnings, are at $60 million. How many guys in Major League Baseball have at least a $60 million deal currently that they're on or higher?
25?
Ian Happ, left fielder for the Chicago Cubs, has a $61 million deal. He is the 100th player on this list.
I undershot it, baby.
Just saying. I'm not saying football sucks, okay? I love football, but I'm just saying, if you got a kid who can hit and a kid who can hit, tell him to get the bat and drop the helmet, because that's where it is. You can do that. If he's a big dude, have him hit the baseball. Don't have him hit the football, or hit the football. Hit the football players, I guess. Because, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You're talking about a guy with a really good veteran presence, Super Bowl winner, all that stuff. Nothing. Nothing comparatively to what Major League Baseball players get who are bad. But in either case, the Panthers have worked out an extension with Derek Brown. Now, he's getting a little bit more than that. Defensive tackle getting $96 million extension. So you can get that. That's good. However, the deal is only guaranteed, only in air quotes, for $63.1 million. So the $24 million per average extension, fourth highest in the NFL for defensive tackle, only trailing Chris Jones from the Chiefs, Christian Wilkins from the Raiders, and Justin Madubuike from the Ravens.
Madubuike.
There you go.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as Robert Kendiche.
Hey, man. He can play.
Madubuike.
There you go.
Fat Boy Food Tip.
Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315, and another 5-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir-crazy with your pet? Invisible Fence brand works in any weather, so you can stay warm while your dog gets their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Speaking of that, I had a message on the burner phone today from a fine individual saying that for the first time ever, he decided to try a McDonald's bagel sandwich.
Okay.
And he thanked us.
Well, that's great.
He said it was so wonderful, it's changed his life.
I love that. I'm glad we could help.
In my mind, he's this ultra-fit guy, marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
Washboard abs, whatever the image in your head is of just handsome dude.
Yeah.
And he had one bite of this, and now that's transformed his life forever. Now he's just going to have a pot belly and stains on his shirt.
Right.
And his wife will look at him and say, I blame it all on those two idiots you listen to on the radio. If he never have had that bagel sandwich, he'd be an Adonis.
Hey, you know what? We didn't make the bagel sandwich. It existed.
We brought it back.
We knew about it. We knew about it, how good it was. All we did was say, that thing is so good. Why did you get rid of it? And McDonald's said, you know what? All right. You guys are right. We're stupid. It's back now. And then what have people done? They've responded to it because it tastes great. So if that's a problem for you, then obviously we're sorry that we've put it out there in the universe. There's a billion other places you could also go to. You've avoided all the other ones.
The power
avoid
of food.
That too if you have to.
The power of food compelled this stranger to message me on the burner phone and thank me for the bagel sandwiches. And I have said that one food item could change the entire course of the world. You know, if we had a time machine, went back in time, went up to Genghis Khan.
Yeah,
as he went from village to village and raped and murdered and pillaged and all that. You go up to him. Pick whatever your favorite food is. I use like a Take Five bar.
Right.
As an example. If you've never had a Take Five, it's delicious. It's chocolate. It's pretzel. It's caramel. It's peanut butter. It's all mixed into one. Salty, sweet goodness. My nipples are hard right now just thinking about it.
Delicious.
Maybe it's a warm Krispy Kreme donut right off the line.
Oh,
you go up to Genghis Khan and you say, hey, murdering warlord, I'm magic. Okay. Take a bite of this.
Right.
And he takes a bite. And this guy's never really had sugar before. He'd know sweet things like honey, but refined sugar? No. Never would have had that. Has no basis or understanding of chocolate because that came from the Americas. Right? He's never had chocolate before. Obviously, a donut, a Krispy Kreme donut, he wouldn't know what to make of it. He would take one bite and say, oh, you are magic. Oh, my God. What do I have to do to keep getting these? And I say, look, I'm the only one who can get you these. All you have to do is stop with the raping and the pillaging.
You're right.
You can have these. I bet you that changes things that we take for granted, things that we wait at a window for, hand over our money, sit in a parking lot, and shove in our fat faces. Things we take for granted could have changed the entire course of civilization.
Oh, you're spot on. You know, speaking of good, delicious things, now they could change. I think of them in the historical context. I have developed a little problem in the last few weeks because I've been listening to a particular audiobook. My routine has been of late driving to work while listening to an audiobook, unless I'm listening to The Fan, which I enjoy, but I'm trying to get some books in, trying to get educated since I didn't go to college, trying to learn about some things. I'm reading about the Donner Party.
Uh-huh.
That got stranded over the,
now you just have
Sierra Nevada.
Craving for human ass meat.
Well, if you're not familiar, these people got stuck out in the winter in the mountains in California on their way to like San Francisco, Sacramento, that area. And they had to, they got They had no sustenance. So people started dying, and they eventually resorted to cannibalism for survival. And this is the story of how all that happened. In this, now, number one problem, I'm eating breakfast half the time while listening to these accounts. So I don't know what that says about me. I am obviously sick in the head. But one of the things they talk about in this book is how much they went to great lengths not to be cannibals. And eventually they just,
you had to. They ate their belts.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. They were boiling leather, rawhide straps that they could get off of their shoes, off of their clothes, anything that had leather, because they were like, well, that's at least some kind of animal thing. Let's boil it. And they made like a soup out of it that had some weird goopy consistency. It really had little to no nutritional value, but it helped them kind of stay alive.
It filled their stomachs.
Yeah, some of them. And so I'm saying they did all that. Could you imagine if you showed up? Because then when the rescuers came for them, they were like, here we have a sugar cube for you. Hope that will last you 3 days. Because it wasn't like they came in giant ATVs and, you know, Jeeps and helicopters. They rescued these people and then had to go back over the mountains in the snow. So they couldn't carry hundreds of pounds of food. They had to carry like little morsels for these people to try to keep them alive to get them back over. Imagine if you showed up with like Grubhub. You're like, I don't know. What are you in the mood for? Here's some Taco Bell. People would probably have like died from euphoria if that situation.
And you'd be a wizard.
You'd be a wizard.
They would worship you forever.
But then they would be like, this magic man came down with something called a cheesy gordita crunch and killed everyone because they took a bite and just their pants flew off and then they died. That's what would happen.
You know, we're essentially just doing this now, so we may as well play the open.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
So, under the guise of research, me and the family decided to head south of the border to the Bell this weekend and try the entire chicken cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, what'd you think of this?
Here's what I thought of it, and the whole family agreed, because like the chicken cantina burrito is almost $7.
Yeah.
The quesadilla is almost $7. If you want a meal, it's going to cost you north of $11, almost $12 for one of these items.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate them, and they were good. My whole theory on Taco Bell is that if you like one thing at Taco Bell, you like everything at Taco Bell.
Right.
So it's not like we ate it and we said, oh, this is crap. But we ate it, and we said, you know what? This is $3 good.
Yeah.
This is not $7 good.
They're trying to make that particular... the menu items there stick out a little bit more because they're calling it cantina or whatever. But if you just didn't tell anyone what this was, they would say, yeah, this tastes like value food type of stuff at Taco Bell.
I mean, Taco Bell, which is fine.
No, but like Taco Bell has a few things where it's like their, I don't know, grilled cheese burrito with 9,000 things in it. You get that. It's hefty. You get this little chicken burrito.
This wasn't as big as
that. This was not one of those hefty burritos they have at Taco Bell. This thing was pretty light, and I liked it.
You could not eat this by yourself. I liked it, too. But you had to order more food.
Oh yeah. When you said couldn't eat this by yourself, I thought you were saying for someone who's like, you'd have to split this. No. That wouldn't be a meal.
You need more food.
And it's a $7 burrito. I'm with you. If you're going to pay that much for a burrito, you might as well just go one of those places that actually makes the burrito in front of you and get what you want.
Well, that's $14 burrito.
Well, either way... it's more than a $5 or $3 burrito, which is what Taco Bell used to be, and it should be. It's that cantina menu thing. I'm not buying the hype on it. It's fine. But I will tell you something I found out today on accident.
Mm.
I went through Taco Bell, and if you haven't heard me talk about this, you can go to Taco Bell at 8 o'clock in the morning and get whatever you want. They're making everything. It's not just breakfast. So I go in and order one of my favorite things, spicy potato soft taco. It's $1.29. I got two of them. Because it's breakfast, I got to moderate. So I open one of them up. I'm driving away. Take a bite. And I felt a little light when I opened it up. It was all lettuce, cheese, and the special sauce they put in there. No spicy potatoes. They're like fried potatoes that are in there. None of that was in there.
You didn't get any?
No. And I was like, well, that stinks. But I still like all these other ingredients. So I ate it real quick. And then I grabbed the second one thing. And I hope they didn't do this with the other one, too. But I'm driving. So I'm not like rifling through the bag looking at all of it. Bought the second one, and it's hefty. Open it up. It is very clear they put twice the potatoes in that one. It was just an accident. They were probably trying to put both, you know, a spoonful in each one or whatever, and they mixed it up. Well, I take a bite of this one with double the spicy potatoes. Let me tell you something. I don't know if Taco Bell lets you request that, but they should.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, they're gonna charge you for it.
Yeah. Like, can you go and say, I want a soft taco, but I want double the meat or double the whatever? I don't know. But if you can, do that with the spicy potato soft taco. Get double the spicy potatoes and see what it doesn't do for you. It changed my life. It was great. I'm never getting it. I'm going to get one of those instead of two of the regulars. I'd rather have that. That was delicious.
Well, you know what'll happen.
What?
They'll take it away at some point.
No. I know.
That's what they always do.
That's what you have to get used to at Taco Bell. You have to find a bunch of things you like there, which, of course, like you said, pretty easy to do. If you like
Taco Bell, you like everything.
Yeah. But just don't get too attached to any one thing, because then they'll take it away and then you'll have to find another new favorite.
It's like at McDonald's with the spicy McChicken.
That's a travesty.
It's glorious. It's wonderful. And now it's gone.
Why would they take that away?
I don't know. And they also raised it by a dime. They raised the price of the McChicken at my location at $2.09.
By the way, this is just my own personal thought. Don't blame the workers who are like getting paid something now to make your food. Blame the greedy SOBs at the corporate level. They're the ones that are doing that. They're the ones that they're like getting $30 million when they mess up and they get fired. Like the guy at Boeing. Did you see that? Where they're forcing him out and they're like, yeah, we're reducing his compensation from $50 million to $30 million. That'll teach him.
What a scam.
That might be where the money's going when you're like, why do they keep raising these prices?
I don't know if the Boeing guy's getting the McChicken money, but yes, I see your point.
I'm just saying, when you look at these prices and go, who should we blame? Don't look at the person working right next to you. It's like, I don't know, dude. I'm making like $12.
That's the problem. Hey, sir, why do the doors keep flying? Oh, my God. Why are there so many McChicken wrappers in your office?
I can't stop. He wasn't even looking at
it. But the doors are falling off.
No, he wasn't looking at anything with the planes. He was just eating McChickens and banking that cash. Good for him.
Also, in the under the guise of research, I had a cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah.
Which, of course, made it to our championship matchup.
Love it.
And then I promptly went and ate a Wendy's spicy chicken, which beat it.
Yeah.
In the championship matchup.
Yes, but how did it do in the octagon of your mouth?
Well, I got to tell you, man, they're two completely different experiences, but we made the right choices.
Okay.
Those were some excellent final representatives.
They're unbelievable. By the way, Richard, who listens all the time, tweets us and says, add beef to the spicy soft taco next time. It'll be a game changer. The spicy potato. Yeah. Oh, I have not thought of doing that, but
by that theory, couldn't you just add potatoes to the...
Oh, yeah, you
regular
can do that.
Soft taco?
Actually, you can get those.
Oh, they don't get the sauce.
No, you don't get the sauce. That's right. Yeah.
You need the creamy sauce.
That creamy sauce is...
Love it. It's good. One of our friends is tired of sucky Big Ten basketball. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 161 after Hamilton Road, causing a 5-minute delay, and you'll hit another 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
You know, I got home just in time yesterday to watch the end of the Guardians-White Sox game.
Yeah.
And I'll put it to you this way. My team, the Chicago White Sox,
mm-hmm.
have played 10 games.
Yep.
How many runs have they scored in those 10 games total?
10 games?
I mean, you know they're bad, so just pick a bad number.
30. Three runs
30.
A game.
Have a parade. Three. 16. 16 runs in 10 games. They've been shut out 4 times already this season. 4 times.
It's not even been 2 weeks, and you've had 4 shutouts.
The Minnesota Twins
That's not good.
Have scored the second fewest amount of runs. in Major League Baseball. They've played 8 games, so 2 fewer games than the White Sox is 10.
Yeah.
They've scored 23 runs in 8 games, which also is pathetic.
Yeah, that's not great, but that's like almost 3 runs a game, right? I mean, 24 divided by 8 would be 3, so.
The A's, epically bad.
Trying to be epically bad.
Right, on purpose. They've also played 10 games. They've scored 30 runs.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad my team is. I hate them, and yet I can't look away.
I don't blame you, though. There's something to the idea of knowing that the ownership is stupid and bad, and since that can't change, why should you go into the season hoping that they'll win to give that owner any satisfaction? When you know they're bad, you've seen how bad they are, you can take some sick pleasure in the fact that at least the dummies who are paying for this and who are spending, air quotes, spending the money on the White Sox, they're not getting any satisfaction and they look stupid. And I mean, I guess if it's not good, if you're not going to be good, be so bad you're embarrassing so that those dummies feel some heat.
And this guy, this old fart, do you know how hard it is, by the way? Jerry Reinsdorf is the owner of the White Sox, if you have no idea.
Yeah.
This guy, in my lifetime, for the teams that I root for, the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago White Sox, 2 teams that he owns, has won me 7 championships. 6 with the Bulls, 1 with the White Sox.
Wait, I thought the only team in Chicago that won anything was the Cubs.
Be quiet. No? Okay. Shut up. And I still hate this man. I hate him with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns. This old man, you would think if you're in your mid-80s, what do you do? I spend all the money.
Right.
I'd say, oh, $350 million payroll, let's go. It may not work out like Steve Cohen with the Mets.
Sure.
But I'd be throwing everything I had up against the wall. Instead, this guy, bottom basement prices, bargain basement prices.
Yeah, that too.
For a major market team. And he's got the balls to go down to Springfield, Illinois and say, please, can I have a free $1 billion to build a new ballpark to take place the free one that I currently have and paid nothing for?
That is some level of... I mean, that's some level of balls right there to do that. I'm
destitute. I only own the White Sox and the Bulls. What am I going to do? Help
Dude,
me.
I know there are people that, you know, we talk about the worst franchises in sports. And I'm sure if you talk to a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, they would say, let me tell you why my team sucks. Right. And they would have 20 examples of why their team sucks. Lots of franchises outside of a handful.
Yeah, we got a hockey team here. Oh. Let me tell you how this team sucks.
But I'm just saying, your Sox, you have a legitimate complaint about them being the worst run organization in sports. Now, go ahead and talk about another one of the worst run organizations in sports, the Blue Jackets.
You want me to?
Let's go. Because you pointed something out to me that I had completely glossed over as far as the stats this year.
I'll talk about our guy Rittenberg in a second. As a matter of fact, Teddy, can you do me a favor? Call Rittenberg and see what he's doing tomorrow. Maybe he wants to come on the show.
Yeah, let's see if we can get him on to talk about
how
this.
A Big Ten team needs to win the national championship. Anyway, Jackets tonight are in Tampa. Coverage starts at 6:30. Kucherov, who we don't have an open for, but I'm going to play this anyway just because he's got a cooch in his name.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Look, man, good player. We all can't be Kucherov. We all can't be Austin Matthews, who scored goal number 65 last night. I get it. Kucherov has 136 points on the season. Listen to me.
Incredible.
136 points on the season. Johnny leads the Jackets with 58. Okay? Zach.
Yeah.
Zach is second with 52. So your top two guys, I'm bad at the maths. If you combine that, that's 110 combined points. Your top two guys, Cooch has got 136.
Oh my God.
Also,
That's unbelievable.
We don't focus enough on how much of a disaster Johnny Gaudreau has been. Johnny Gaudreau has played in every single game this season, with the exception of one where he was a healthy scratch because Shiny Head wanted to send a message.
Yeah,
which worked out very well.
Right.
So Johnny Gaudreau, you know, last year on the dumpster fire team that was even worse than this one, at least had what, 74 points, which is nothing to write home about. But he had a 20 goal season, 74 points, certainly not what you paid for, but not awful. Johnny Gaudreau has 11 goals this season.
That is abysmal.
He has 11 goals this season. Dude. Even on bad teams, guys score goals and get points.
Well, let's be real crystal clear about something with one John Goudreau, because he's not Johnny Hockey anymore. He's Johnny Skates Around at this point. When he came here, we were all thrilled about it. We were all shocked by it. Many, like, you know, self-aware Jackets fans said, that's great. Why does he want to come here? And the only thing we could try to tell ourselves is like, well, he believes that he can help spur on a winner, I guess. And maybe he likes some of the young players, or, yeah, I don't really know why he's coming. But we're glad he's here and we're excited, because this is a guy who scored 100 points and is, I mean, look at him. He can do things. He's magical. And then he came here, like you said, last year and had a mediocre season at best. That mediocre season still put him in the top five in points in this franchise's crappy history. That's not a testament how good he was. That's a testament how bad and dumpster fire this organization has been for 25 years. Now, this season is worse than that season, and I don't understand the logic where you excuse this guy. But the argument that was made by the powers that be and the people in Toronto and all the media that want to talk about hockey, all they said was, well, clearly Johnny doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about anything. He wants to go somewhere cushy where everyone will be nice to him, as he does nothing. He is showing he does not have the fire and the desire to be better. And you know what? I argued with that at the time, because I thought, no, this guy wants a challenge. Answer is, nope, he does not. He wants no challenge. Because even on a bad team, and even on a team with all the injuries and everything else we've had this year, you're telling me Johnny Gaudreau, the great Johnny Gaudreau, wouldn't look at that and go, well, someone's going to have to score goals. Someone's going to have to take the team on their back. I'm going to have to go out there and bag 35, 40 goals just to make this competitive. But that's okay. It'll all be on me. I'm Johnny Gaudreau. And if I can't get there, I'm going to get hurt trying, because I'm going to be all over the place making this team great.
Let's play a game called Who Has More Goals Than Johnny Gaudreau This Season.
Okay.
First of all, the team leader is Boone Jenner.
Okay. Not a shock.
Boone Jenner broke his face.
Right, had it wired shut.
Has had a tragic, tragic,
horrible situation.
Family situation, yes, that course. I can't even imagine.
Right.
I mean, all of those things. He's only played 58 games, and he leads the team with 22 goals. Boone Jenner, by the way, also plays on that line where Patrick Laine is not there anymore.
Don't
blame Patrick Laine not being there for why Johnny Gaudreau can't score goals.
11 goals.
That's BS.
We're paying about $1 million a goal right now, I think, is what we're getting at with Johnny Gaudreau.
Marchenko's got 21 goals. Back-to-back 20-goal seasons for him, by the way. Congratulations. Voronkov's got 18 goals. Chinakov's got 16 goals. Cole Sillinger, you know the guy who can't play? 13 goals for him. Adam Fantilli hasn't played in forever. He's got 12 goals.
He's a lacerated calf. He can't get back. He won't play the rest of the year.
His ice time was limited. He's played in 40-something games. He's got more goals than Johnny Hockey.
Now, Johnny Gaudreau does have 47 assists, which is... Well, actually, no, I take that back. That's that's right. He has 47 assists this year.
Yeah, he has 47 assists. Okay. Whoop-de-doo.
That puts him top 10.
Congratulations.
That puts him top 10 in Jackets lore when it comes to assists. Top 10 in history. Behind such notables as...
What a storied history it is, too.
David Viborni, Andrew Castles, Ray Whitney. Like, again, I mean, these are fine players for the Jackets, but, like, to crack the top five in assists in a season for the Jackets, you have to basically get over 50 assists.
Look, and this is not new information.
That's not a huge deal.
I just saw the Kucherov point total, and it just aggravated me, because I'm thinking about this. Put our two top guys together, you're not even approaching that number. And Johnny sucks.
Dude, he is one of the biggest busts in history of... at least in this franchise's history, no doubt, but possibly in hockey history, if this is what we're getting for this guy, for whatever he's making a year, a ridiculous amount.
Rapid fire coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and West Broad Street, and another 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 17th Avenue.
This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Now, stick with me for a second, okay? This morning, I was going through the news, and I saw that Ricky Martin was invited on stage at a Madonna concert.
Okay.
And people were talking about, and there was some video that backed this up, Ricky Martin was so excited to be on the stage, it was visible.
Oh.
How excited he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm processing this as you're saying.
I'm just saying, just because you can pop one now and then doesn't mean you can pop one at the right moment. Perhaps
a wheelie?
When Ricky Martin is getting intimate with whoever he gets intimate with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as when he's on stage at a Madonna concert. Maybe he needs a little assistance. Maybe you need a little assistance. Good news. Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments that work when the pills or herbals fail. And they have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment. I want you to call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit TriStateMensHealth.com. And when you go, say, peepee no worky, and I want you to make me look like Ricky Martin on stage at a Madonna concert.
I pop one at a, what you almost said, which is a McDonald's concert. That I would get excited for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
What player, position, or storyline are you most interested in following at this Saturday spring game?
I mean, look, it's spring game. Can't really read much into it, but all eyes for me is going to be on Will Howard. You went out there, you hit the portal, you wanted to upgrade the quarterback position. Did you do it? What are we going to see from him? He says there's much more in him than just a running quarterback. He fancies himself an NFL quarterback that throws from the pocket, can take advantage of the wide receiver talent on this team. Great. I want to see it.
Yeah. I'm curious like you are to see him. I want to see all the quarterbacks, though. I mean, whoever gets in there, I'm curious to see how they do. I want to see all the younger guys, too. But the biggest thing I'll be actually looking for is, you have so many transfers coming in that are, you know, big-time transfers. A lot of people very excited about the NIL portal dealings that this team has done. So I hope we get to see at least a little bit of what those guys can do. That's in my head, in theory. I want to see something like that, right? What I don't want to see is any injuries. So please, like, yeah, if I can see a cool play or two from transfers and then they don't have to do anything else, that's all. I just need a glimpse. And then I want everybody to be wrapped in bubble wrap, and off to the rest of the offseason we go.
Rapid fire number two.
The last Big Ten team to win the NCAA tournament was Michigan State in 2000. Who would you put your money on to be the next Big Ten team to finally win the tournament?
Buckeyes.
Sure, why not?
Yes. I will tell you this, though. Did you see who hit the portal today?
Uh-huh.
Robbie Avila.
I did see that. However, I have some bad news for
what?
You.
What?
Everyone is saying there's a big, like, red exclamation point next to this, which is he's not available.
What do you mean he's not available?
His coach from Indiana State has taken another job, I think, at St. Louis. And the idea is that he's going to follow him to St. Louis.
Oh, okay, until the big bag of cash comes in from Buckeye Nation and Larry Nerd comes and plays for us.
Larry Blurred. I love it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dude can play. All the indications are that he has told teams, do not contact me.
Well, fine. I'm not open for business. My banker will contact him.
Serious question. Do the coaches now just say, hey, if you don't open up your recruitment, I'll give you $2 million. I'm the rich booster. Come play for me. Is that how that... I don't know. I'm just saying. Could you do that? Is that allowed? I don't know. Whatever.
What's your answer?
What about
Big Ten team to win the tournament?
Oh, no, I said Buckeyes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Like, right. Who, Purdue? Yeah, they have to get another lurch, and
they'll,
then what?
Find
lose?
Them.
Yeah, and then they'll what? Lose? They're not. You can't build around that. You're not. Matt Painter is not a good coach. He's good at finding lurches, and then nobody can stop them until they get to like good teams, which is UConn. And then no one else has any ideas. Brad Underwood, that's not getting it done. No, I don't believe in any of these other teams in this conference. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that Michigan.
What do you mean you hope you're wrong? You like, hope you're right. You want the Buckeyes to win.
I'm saying like with Dusty May, I thought that's a good coach.
Him.
I think he's a good coach.
Get out of here.
I hope Michigan sucks because that's not going to happen on my watch. I hope Dusty May's awful.
I hope Izzo wins another one.
No, I don't want to see that.
Me neither.
Screw him.
Rapid fire number three.
The next solar eclipse in Ohio will be Monday, September 14th, 2099. Mm. What do you think life will be like in 2099?
For us? We'll be dead.
We'll be dead.
Yeah.
So.
For society, it'll be dead.
Well, it'll be a Buckeye football game that previous weekend, right? So who do you think they're taking on?
A flag football game? In 2099?
They'll be playing the University of, I don't know,
Saturn?
Yeah, well,
the Buckeyes will be playing a flag football game in 2099 in the new dome that they've built on campus, the Gene Smith Center.
You know what? I'll say this. Most of the sports that we have right now probably don't exist in 2099. Like, I'm going to guess we'll have gotten tired of them and come up with new stuff by then. Not all of them. There's probably still a few hanging on. But, like, football might be one where we're like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. That could be.
Rapid fire number four.
What fictional restaurant bar would you be most interested in visiting?
I mean, Cheers has got to be on the list, right?
Call, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Cheers is really good.
How about Helen Chapel's lunch counter on Wings?
Oh,
Just sort of sit there, have a sandwich, and watch the comings and goings of Aeromass and Sandpiper Air.
Yeah.
No one understands this reference under the age of 50.
It's not a restaurant, but I actually did visit a kind of fictional place, and that is in Arrested Development. The Bluth family owns a banana stand.
Frozen bananas.
Yeah, frozen bananas. We were in California, right where they filmed all that, and at the marina where that all was filmed, there is a frozen banana stand, the same one that they use, and it is open for business. So I did go to a restaurant that's actually from that. I don't really have one outside of that. The Cantina from Star Wars.
What type of music do they play there?
I believe, according to George Lucas, it's called jizz music.
Jizz music, not jazz music.
Not jazz. That would he's way smarter than that, Mike. He changed one vowel sound in that thing and turned it into something much better.
Rapid fire number five.
All right. Today it's National Name Yourself Day. Yes, that's a thing. If you could rename your proper first name, then what would you switch it to?
I would rename myself. I like my name.
I like my name, too, but let's play the radio game here. I'm going to go with a name that I think fits me. If I came in and said, hi, my name is Ernie, like Ernest. Ernest would be the full name, Ernest Smith. But if I was Ernie Smith, I think people would be like, yeah, it tracks. You're like a fat, short, squatty guy.
You like an Ernie.
Bald. You look like an Ernie.
Teddy, what would your name be?
I was thinking something like Axel or Slash, you know.
Axel Holbrook? That's not working.
You can't pull
I'd change that to be like Axel Brooks.
Oh, would you change the whole name?
I'm changing
the last name. I'm not changing my first name. Smith? Get out of here. I'll keep Jonathan, but then I'll go with like, I don't know, Rockcliffe. Jonathan Rockcliffe. There we go. Yeah.
Teddy, your personality doesn't match that name.
I know. That's why I did that.
What about you? Would you go with like a more, because I know you've in the past, like your last name is distinctive. It's recognizable. Would you want something?
If I was going to change anything, I'd change the last name.
To just not be like, just be boring and bland?
I don't know about that.
Oh? What would
Maybe,
you go with?
Maybe Mikey Bukake.
Thank God you put some time and thought into that.
No?
I'm glad you did. That's good. Big fan of the Buckeyes.
Sure. You know I am.
Yeah.
All right. We're done with this segment, right?
I hope to God we are. So does everybody else listening.
Jake Diebler has, you know, I didn't pay off on my tee. So we'll talk about Rittenberg being pissed off about Big Ten teams not winning the big one. And Jake Diebler adds to his staff. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer belt after I-70, causing some slowdowns, and you'll hit some slower traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Switch to First Service Federal Credit Union, where savings speak louder than words. Unlock exclusive member privileges and enjoy service that always puts you first. For special offers, visit firstcu.com. First Service FCU. Own it. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traction.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I like to do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sports book. There was a lot of action last night with a certain basketball game. Perhaps you were there. Perhaps you saw Scotty Vegas sweating and pounding his fist. As he, and that's just the pregame.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, he's not eating any food.
No, of course. Well, no, but I would. I would eat the food there because
yes,
it's delicious.
They have delicious food and drink, but Scotty's on the diet.
Oh, that's
so
right.
He can't have any. He's got a straight diet of Coke.
Coke Zero?
Sure.
Zero sugar. I'm sorry. It's called Coke Zero Sugar.
Sure. So if you want some action, you want some Vegas-style action right here in Central Ohio, there's only one place to go. It is Hollywood Casino Columbus and their wonderful sports book. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jake Diebler has added to his staff. How are we saying this guy's name? Joel Justice? Justice?
I'm going to say Justice.
Justice.
Coach, NC State, Coach Justice.
NC State assistant. He has been named the associate head coach at Ohio State. He's been on the NC State staff for a couple years. Obviously, they've had success. He was with Calipari for a year.
I think he was there longer than that. I think it was like 7 years. He was
he there that long?
Yeah. He was a big part of their staff there at Kentucky. So, I mean, that's at least not bad, right? To get a guy who's been around that program. My whole thing with Calipari, when that news came down that he was possibly interested and the Buckeyes apparently just said, no, thanks. I would like someone who's been around a program like Kentucky to take a look at this program and say, what's going wrong with it?
There you go.
Now, a head coach.
Joel Justice.
Head coach could do that more than an assistant, but assuming Jake Diebler is open to learning and growing and taking notes, I'm sure having guys like that who've been around programs like that wouldn't be shy about sharing their opinions. And let's hope that everyone's listening there and working together on that. I did see one of the biggest stars in the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who played at Kentucky, presumably while he was there, Coach Justice, was tweeting about this and excited about it. So that's cool. I think that's a neat thing to have that little connection.
Welcome, Coach Justice.
Yes.
Longtime friend of the program, Adam Rittenberg, covers all things college football for ESPN. He's also just a fan of the Big Ten. Right, I mean, he went to Northwestern. He roots for Big Ten teams. His first beat was covering Big Ten teams at ESPN. So he tweeted this out after the game last night when Purdue lost to UConn. I was a freshman in college the last time the Big Ten won a men's basketball title. (Parentheses) I am old. Wasn't going to happen this year, but at some point the league has to produce the best team. Enough NIL resources. Resources from coaches, fan bases, 24-plus years without a title is inexcusable. Big Ten would benefit from hiring outside consultants to assess all elements of basketball. Program spending, officiating, approach to NIL/portal, who's coaching, and figure out why the league never has the best teams. Certain schools should go all in on hoops like UConn does.
Yeah, I don't understand why we look at the Big Ten like it's not able to be the best basketball conference in America. I don't know how the SEC has become one of the best basketball conferences in America as we stand around and look at each other and go, well, maybe you'll do it this time. I don't know. Is Maryland? They were a basketball power. Can they take the mantle? Why is the Big Ten not able to do this better?
To answer your question, I don't know.
I don't either.
The easy answer would be, well, because bad football programs pay out more than really good basketball programs, which I get, but let's say you're Indiana. Actually, let's not say you're Indiana. Let's be Indiana. Okay?
Right.
You have a long storied history with basketball. You were my first hatred in college basketball.
Right on.
I grew up hating Indiana and Bobby Knight. You're either a Bobby Knight guy or you're not. Breaking news. Not.
Same here. not either.
Whenever the candy stripers would come in, I would go down there and boo the hell out of them. But they have put some emphasis on trying to do something with their football program. They've upgraded their facilities, all that. I understand the television contract at the Big Ten. You get a lot of money out of it. But you would get just as much money out of that Big Ten television contract if you totally neglected the football program and said to all your rich dummies, hey, don't even pay attention to football. Right. We're going to put all our eggs in the basketball basket. That's all I want you to do. Every dime that you say to yourself, man, should I donate to the football team's NIL? No. We're going to put it all towards a collection of like three really good players with Indiana basketball. And we're going to go out and get the best. And we're going to reclaim our title as the best basketball program in the Midwest. Why they haven't done that, I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know, I saw this from Albert Breer, and I'm paraphrasing because I retweeted it. I have to pull up the tweet. But he basically said it'd be fun to have had, like, you know, for example, the theory out there is that John Calipari might have come to Ohio State, but they weren't willing to pay his salary, which would be $7, $8 million a year. And Albert Breer said, because he's a Buckeye fan, he went to Ohio State, NFL reporter. He said, I'd love to see that. However, I wouldn't want it to take a dime away from the NIL for the football program.
See, there you
go. But
Indiana doesn't have that problem.
I know. But I wonder how many Big Ten schools do have that problem, right? Where they're like, yeah, basketball, cool. As long as it doesn't affect football. And some of the largest athletic departments in college sports exist in this conference. And I wonder how many of them have, like, do you think Penn State fans are saying, we got to build the basketball program? No, they want their football team to win a national championship. That's where their focus is. Michigan, maybe, wants to build their basketball program. Haven't done a good job of it of late, but maybe that will change with the new hire. I don't know. At least they're trying. There's a lot of schools here, though, that would rather have that great football team than they would the great basketball team, and it shows.
I'm going to tell you about a Big Ten program that if they wanted to, could be instant national champions today. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and 17th Avenue. And be aware of an accident at the intersection of Carl Road and Ferris Road. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir crazy with your pet? Invisible Fence brand works in any weather, so you can stay warm while your dog gets their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy.
Not today. No.
Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
We are going to go back in time. I'm going to give you a bunch of events that happened. You tell me, did that happen within the last 20 years or not? Because my time has been warped. I feel like 20 years ago was the 90s, and that's wrong. So we'll see just how old we are coming up next.
We were talking about why don't some of these Big Ten teams just sell out and become awesome basketball programs.
You could do it.
You know, like, look, you're going to have a football team. You put a crappy one out there, your check's still going to cash.
Yeah, we need, especially now in the Big Ten where there's going to be, 18 teams, 16 teams, whatever we got. I can't do math. It's 18 teams. 18. You have four new teams coming in. You're going to have six, seven of them that are going to be below 500 by math. That's just how that's going to work. So why bother trying to be the one that's like barely over 500? Who cares? Lose all your games and then go focus on basketball, to your point.
Let's look at a program. You know, I focused on Indiana last segment, which to me is no brainer. I'd put all my assets into basketball and punt on football, and that's the end of that. You have a history there. But let's say a program like Northwestern that doesn't have a history there. They have recent history in making the tournament.
Right.
They won a tournament game this year. Congratulations to them. But you've got the Ryan family that just pumps hundreds of millions of dollars into that school. And they're building an $800 million
new football stadium.
Makes no sense.
With reduced capacity than it currently has.
Yeah.
I think they're going down to 35,000. And so what? They can have like two or three concerts there during the course of the year? Look, how awesome would that basketball program be if you said, hey, that $800 million we're donating for this football stadium, we'll give you that over the course of a 15-year period just to be used on basketball NIL.
I know. That you're right.
You win the national championship instantly.
And you already have the building that allows you to feel like one of those old-timey basketball powers,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Where you've got that little field house that people come into, and it's a tough place to play. You can make, and your students will all be up for it if you're good.
If you got a bunch of five stars there?
Yes.
They blow the roof off that place.
Yeah. I'm with you. I feel like Northwestern, I know some people might say, well, they're an academics first school. Yeah, yes, I am aware of that. Also, I am aware that academics are a thing that you can work on and still be good at basketball.
Is Duke good at basketball?
Yeah, do they have a good academic program?
I'm
there?
Just wondering, is Duke good at that?
Well, right. What, like, the argument, whenever that comes up, can sound not great, but hear it out. The argument that is always being made is, well, you're limiting the amount of people who can be good at basketball that you can find, because they also have to be good enough to get into that school. And that's just, by nature, that's a smaller amount of the population, no matter how you slice it. Georgetown basketball did it. Duke basketball has done it. I'm quite sure there are other schools that I don't know their academic. Like, I don't know how tough it is to
play. Virginia won the national championship.
Is that a good academic school?
Yeah.
Seems like it, for all accounts.
I'm just saying.
That's
Kyrie
it.
Irving got into Duke. The end.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Do you want to play sports?
Flat earther guy got into Duke.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to expose, you know, let's say if you're a tremendous basketball player and your school, like let's say Northwestern says, we want to try to do that and put even more of a priority on athletics. So you're going to go out and try to find great players. And if their grades are not totally there, wouldn't it benefit them to at least get to go to a great academic school and see what that's like and be around, develop relationships with people?
Well,
that is the, I'm
fine.
Saying, if you need an idealistic way to look at it, that also helps.
I just
too.
Want to win, baby.
Either way, that's all I care about. However you want to do it.
Tiger is in Augusta for the Masters this week. Teddy, excited for the Masters?
I am very excited. I mean, I can't believe it's already here. Let's get it on. Let's go.
Tiger says he can win it all, quote, if everything comes together, end quote.
No.
Well, so could every other golfer who's playing at the Masters, right?
Yeah, yes.
Isn't the story on Tiger that he's also like hurting and in so much pain every day is a struggle and he can barely move? So, yeah, number one, if his body comes together and actually allows him to play golf.
It's not going to happen.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying that's just the reality.
Teddy, if it does happen, I mean, that would be one of the biggest stories in golf history.
Yes, definitely.
I mean,
no doubt.
Everything he's been through, the injury. You see, when there's a breeze, look at that leg.
Oh, no, it's incredible that he's doing anything at a high-level athletic competition.
I mean, we've never seen what that leg really looks like. Alex Smith, when he was done playing, we saw what the leg looked like,
mm-hmm.
right? He was in that commercial, and you looked at that big slab of beef, and you're like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that guy played professional football after that. But as mangled as it looked, there was still mass to it.
Yeah.
Tiger's leg and ankle, it looks like a steel pole. There's nothing there.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I can't imagine what you go through dealing with the injuries that he did, that whole car accident, that whole thing. But also, we're just looking at it as, is he able to compete at a level that would allow him to be Tiger Woods?
No,
there are lots of people that just want to see that happen
by
again.
The way, that's okay. It's nice to see him.
No, good for him to be out there. And I hope that I hope that he plays as best as he's capable of. If you're asking me, do I think that that seems likely? That
no.
Again, the only reason that it's possible is because he's Tiger Woods. If he's any other golfer, you'd say it's impossible. He could never. You can't come back from this. He's at least the guy that you say, I don't know, man, there's so much talent there. Yes, possibly he could.
I need you to explain something to me, because I'm a very curious guy. I have to understand people's behaviors. This is something I just don't understand. So Portnoy from Barstool Dave Portnoy. Not my guy, but he's a lot of people's guy. So let him live.
Sure.
He placed a $600,000 bet on UConn before the tournament started to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
So that nets him over $2 million in profit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
We know this because he took a picture of the betting slip. And he is not the only one who does this. Lots of guys do it. Look how much money I won. Look at this and that. And it's movie stars and celebrities and musicians. It's look at me on my jet. Look at me going here and there. I don't besmirch wealth. Enjoy your wealth. Dave Portnoy has millions of dollars. He just won $2 million more. Go out and buy yourself another beach house, whatever the hell you have to do. Enjoy yourself. Why do the commoners, and I consider myself one of them.
Sure.
Why do the commoners, some of you, get off on looking at other people flaunt their wealth on social media?
Explain it to me.
Help
dude,
me.
I don't get it.
Help me.
I'm with you. Like, I know that guys like Dave Portnoy make you feel like you're part of the group and all that.
But you're not.
No, man.
You are like, just one of his minions.
No, the reason he had 600 grand to go out there and do that is because you click on his website. You watch him eat pizza. Like, just remember that. Like, when, and I'm not saying, I mean, we're in the same business, right? If people like our show, we obviously are paid to do this. We have, you know, clients that endorse on our show, all those things. I don't think I'm pulling back the curtain on the Wizard of Oz, am I? Like, we all understand how this works. But Portnoy and guys like him that do that, and it's, I mean, he's the one we're talking about today, but think about how many influencers do this all the time where it's like, hey, thank you guys. Oh, 100,000 likes. Yay. Here's my new Lamborghini. I'm not on the Jake Paul, Logan Paul train, but I know a lot of people like those guys. Mr. Beast seems like he does some nice things for people. That guy's made millions of dollars from people just sitting there mindlessly watching his videos, and that's fine. But when that guy is like, I'm now going to go buy a super nice car and I'm going to show it off to you.
I don't get it, man.
I'm not buying the
super nice car.
Yes.
I'm not trying to take that away from you. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm a part of that. I feel like, okay, cool for that guy. Like, I presume you're doing that. I presume you're going on nice vacations. I presume you fly. You don't fly in the back of the plane. You fly up front or you fly on your own plane. I don't need to see it, is I guess what I'm saying. I'm not MTV Cribs. When I would watch that, my fascination with that show was to see how badly people were effing it up. I wasn't watching it like
how dirty the house is.
Bro, yeah, something. Whatever. I wasn't watching it like, oh, good, exhibit is doing well. Like, I was watching to see what kind of weird things do these people have in their house? What kind of things do celebrities and people with all this money, how do they spend it? That, I guess, I'm interested in. But when it comes to a guy saying, I bet 600 grand, I made 2 million, ha ha, like, I'm not, that's where you lose me. I don't care.
You know what I think it is? I think it's deep down. I'm not saying you're like this or that I'm like this, but I think there's enough people in society that deep down truly just want to be led by kings and queens. We want to get lost in the opulence.
Some people do.
Of what I didn't say you and me.
No,
I said people.
Some people do. You're
okay?
Right.
Whoever is salivating at Portnoy winning $2 million on UConn. Oh, that guy's got it, man. I wish I could live like him. Let me see your things.
Oh, you're very.
Take me on a tour of your house.
That's very true.
Let me see your crown jewels.
People who might laugh at that, but then would sit around and watch 8 hours of like coronation coverage or whatever. Or the next time there's a royal wedding, they're going to sit down and cancel their day. Again, let you live if that's what you like. I don't really enjoy watching other people have a good time. I want to have a good time.
Right.
Like, can you imagine if you were a kid?
It doesn't make me feel better to know that you're that much more well off
right.
than me.
Like,
I'm glad you are, but I don't want to see it.
I'll watch travel videos. I'll watch people who say, if you ever go to Portugal, here are some things to do. Now, they're having a good time, but they're giving me info that theoretically, if I ever go to Portugal, I could use. I get to see what that looks like. I'm getting something back in that exchange. I don't get what you're getting back when someone says, I bet this and I made that.
No, I don't want to see someone go to Portugal and say, now here's the butler that wipes me while I'm in Portugal.
Right. Or it's like, here's the front door of the nice place I live in or I'm staying in and you're not going to see any of it. I'm not going to give you any info that would help you. I'm not going to tell you where the like best restaurants are. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just going to enjoy this and thank you. That's what it feels like Portnoy's doing.
All right. I want to talk about a guy that made Ted
pop out of his pantalone last night. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Ackerman Road and West Broad Street. And watch out for an accident that is blocking the right lane on southbound 270 on the east outer belt near 33 Southeast. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack here. Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
The game we are doing is a little look back in time, 20 years ago. And give you some scenarios. You tell me if these things happened within the last 20 years or not.
Tonight, Jackets are in Tampa. Coverage starts at 6:30. Crew playing Tigres in Mexico tonight. 8:45 is the start on FS1. In is one the of, TV for that.
One of the all-time cities I would like to visit at some point is Monterrey, Mexico, which is up in the mountains. I think it's like 6,000 feet elevation. Now, Monterrey, the team that is in their city, if you've not looked up their stadium, it sits right next to a mountain. It is gorgeous. You can see the mountain while you're in their stadium as their team is kicking your team's ass. Tigres does not have that, but they are still a legendary club, and it's going to be up at elevation. It's going to be tough duty there for the crew tonight. I hope they can get it done.
Baseball Guardians won their home opener yesterday against the White Sox. Same two teams again tonight, where the White Sox, I'm sure, will be shut out again. They've played 10 games so far this season. They've been shut out four times. And I love hate watching them. The psychiatrist would have a field day with me and has had a field day with me. The Reds almost blew an 8-run lead, ended up beating the Brew anyway last night. There was a guy playing last night that made Ted's pants explode off his body, and it is Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Two homers, including an inside the park job, which to me, for my money, is the most exciting play in sports. Does not happen often. But seeing a true inside the park home run, you know what? I'll even say triple in a throwing error, also fun. As long as you can run around the bases,
yeah.
Which he did in about 14 seconds. And maybe you're saying, what's the big deal? 40-yard dash, this is... You know how hard it is to run around the bases on dirt?
Dude,
in 14 seconds?
It's if you don't, then you've not... I guess you've not.
Right,
you may not
play
baseball.
You're dumb.
No, you may have never like put on baseball cleats. And by the way, those things are not like running cleats or soccer cleats. They're not made to like go quick. They're made to keep your foot stable with all the things you got to do in baseball. To get around the bases like that, I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of athleticism to do that. It's crazy because he's almost normalized it. Like, if you hear there's an inside-the-park home run, and you say, oh, who hit it? Ellie De La Cruz, you go, oh. Okay.
What was the stat,
he's
Teddy?
Done that before.
So he had two home runs, one of them in inside the parker, also stole a base. But there was one other thing in that stat line that made him the only player in the history of Major League Baseball to do it in one game. And it always amazes me, for as long as they've been playing professional baseball, especially in Cincinnati, no one's been playing it longer than the Cincinnati Reds. It always amazes me when you see a guy and they say, it's never been done. Never happened in a game.
I don't know. Yeah, that always stuns me too. I don't know what it is. I was trying to look at the stat line here, but I don't see anything that jumps out.
Four runs scored as well.
All right, so it was two home runs, including an inside the parker, a stolen base, four runs scored.
Yes.
It's never happened in a game in the history of professional baseball.
Well, and the home runs were from both sides of the plate.
That's right, both sides of the plate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. By the way, that feels a little bit, it's not the same thing, but you know in college football, or maybe it's the NFL, do we do it for both? I think it's the NFL we do it for. Scoregami, where if you get a score that's like 43-41, that's never happened in an NFL game. It's a scoregami. I feel like we should start coming up with a name for things like that, where it's like, never in the history of Major League Baseball has this particular weird thing been done, where all those little factors are met. I don't know what a good, concise name for that is, but let's start thinking about it. Let's try to figure that out.
What else is I going to tell you? I had something else to tell you.
I don't know. I can tell you this.
What?
I don't care about, because I was looking at Ellie De La Cruz's numbers here.
Yeah.
And I see that so far this year in his career, he is listed as 1.3 wins above replacement, like for his career.
Okay.
As the advanced metrics will tell us. I don't care if that's fine. That's not a bad war, but how do you quantify that on a spreadsheet when he makes me jump out of my chair? How does that work? Where do we quantify? I want to go to a ballpark to watch a guy who has the potential to do something ridiculous.
Can I tell you
what a stats nerd would tell you?
What would they tell you?
And I'm dead serious because someone said this to me before.
Okay.
There's no room for excitement in sports. Excitement only clouds your judgment. You know what I mean.
Sad?
And you know what they mean.
Sadly, I do know exactly what
you
mean.
Yeah, you know what they mean.
You don't do this based on the way it makes you feel in the moment.
Sports is not about fun.
No. And you know what? If you're talking about a Major League Baseball executive who's saying, I'm going to sign a guy for 7 years and $200 million, you're right. You need clear-headed thought there. You don't need to be excited by, yeah, but inside the park, home runs are fun. Like, I get it. But also, I'm not that guy. There's 32 people doing that. I'm one of the people that's sitting in the stands going, that guy's fun. Please don't get rid of him. I like him. Now, again, that might mean you have to pay him hundreds of millions of dollars to keep him, but still, he's electrifying. He's fun in his moment when he's playing his best game.
Like Pro Football Focus, they have all these advanced metrics, secret sauce, where they really don't even tell you how they achieve what they achieve.
You're right.
When they rank their positions. It's like, well, but they're looking at numbers, so they must know something. We should have our own metric, and we just call it FUN, fun. And we rank players based on what we deem to be funness. And when somebody says, well, how are you getting to that? We have our ways.
Yeah, we have our form.
We're using a very sophisticated mathematical formula to come up with fun.
It's the fun guy formula.
The fun guys.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
He's not a fungus. He's a fun guy. Yeah, I'm with you. We need to have that. Because I'll tell you right now, in all of sports, Ellie De La Cruz, top five fun guy.
Man, that's exactly right.
Top five fun guy. I'm not saying he's the best player in the history of baseball. I'm saying top five
fun
guy.
And the best fun guy at the end of the year gets a big mushroom-shaped trophy. The fun guy.
How mushroomy are we getting? Let's make sure I'm just saying.
Very phallic-shaped.
Okay. You know, Moneyball is going to suck the next time I watch it.
Moneyball sucked the first time I watched it.
I thought it was a good baseball movie.
Sucks.
But now with all this stat crap, next time I go back.
No, it's not just about that. The whole concept of,
does he get on base?
The A's on base. Were only successful because they were the ones who saw the true brilliance of Shea Hillebrand. No. Or the fact that you had Tim Hudson, Mark Mulder.
They had an incredible
one of the
staff.
Best pitching staffs and great scouts to find those pitchers.
Nobody talks about Miguel Tejada at shortstop in that movie. And like the fact that they had four aces on the mound.
That's right. That's why I said that. It's a flat thing, Timmy.
By the way, let's just point out, too, Moneyball only happened because why? You have owners that suck. That's why. Right? Because if you gave all that brilliance to a team and said, now, go spend as much money as you want to make this team great.
Yes, they could have been great. And here's all our deep pockets.
But they were forced to do that in that movie. Billy Bean has to do that because his owners were like, don't spend any money, Billy. And he's like, well, I got to try to win without spending any money.
Honest to God,
this is the way we're going
to
do it.
It's got nothing to do with most of that. I just think Brad Pitt's really good in it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I agree with you guys. It's got to be, clearly you got to have guys that get the job done, and some metrics are going to be involved. But yes, we like sports because, like, what about that dude for Purdue last night? I'm not going to remember much. I don't think I want to remember much for the Big Ten's sake about how that second half went. But some dude named Camden Heidi, he came in and his head was above the rim. He scored 2 points in the basketball game.
And those were the two.
But that was the nastiest putback dunk I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever.
What's his name?
Cam Heidi.
Yeah. He got me pregnant last night on that dunk. I like literally was
Tracy Morgan.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Getting pregnant.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was watching that dunk and I came out of my chair. I'm like,
that dude,
like, it was unreal.
That dude was Heidi. He was Heidi up there.
All right, so we didn't have like top five
Heidi
top,
had that
Top fun plays.
I remember him.
You got to have top fun plays and top fun dudes.
Yes.
Or players.
Dudettes,
top fun
whatever.
Players. Yeah. People that make you like just, yes, this is fun.
Caitlin
I don't care.
Clark is fun.
She is fun.
She's fun.
Fun to like, fun to not like. She shoots from like a million
sure.
feet away.
Fun.
She makes nearly everything she shoots and she gives it to the crowd. So if you like her, you like that. If you don't like her, you can get mad at her. Yes, fun.
Game show coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find traffic is stop and go on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split and a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 270. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Tonight on The Fan, Jackets in Tampa. Coverage starts at 6:30. You can watch Nikita Kucherov and his 136 points on the season. And you can watch Johnny Hockey with his 58 and Zach Werenski with his 52.
Those are the two leaders on the Jackets, correct, for points?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they're 110 combined compared to Cooch's 136. That's all right. That's okay. It's fine.
You know, a lot of times when there's injuries and guys are out and there's extended absences, like star players like Johnny Gaudreau go, well, sucks for the team. We're probably going to lose a lot of games, but man, I'm going to pad my stats this year because I'm going to just pump in a bunch of goals. You're going to just wait.
No, that's how unselfish he is.
Yes, I forgot. He wants to.
Because he said it's not fair of me to have a good statistical season.
No.
In this season of crap.
No.
So I will also be crap.
Mm.
Just to sort of blend in with the rest of the team.
Hey, I'm told he wanted to come to Columbus because he wanted to build a winner. So I'm going to yell at him. Because that's what would happen in cities where they have winning hockey teams. They'd have expectations. I'm trying to have some expectations for this team, but
no. 6:30 tonight, Jackets Lightning game show.
All right, Mike. I'm still flummoxed by the fact that 20 years ago is now 2004.
Yeah,
that doesn't feel like 20 years ago to me. But of course, you and I are getting older and older as time marches on. So I thought I would put up some things in front of you and see if you feel like these things 20 years old or not. We're going to play a little game. They're all right around that time frame, okay?
I working at the Fan? Yes.
Yes. Yes, you were.
I was here.
All right, so let's do this. Is Wikipedia at least 20 years old?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. It launched in January of 2001. Now, I just want to point out, of the three people who work on this show, me, Common Man and Panama Ted, I am the only one, the little baby of the group, that is young enough where I could have theoretically used Wikipedia to research a high school term paper. I definitely did not do that, but I want to point out that I'm young enough that I could have. Different generation, built different. Hashtag the youth of the show.
Got
right
it.
Here.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, I did not do that. Next up, did the U.S. cross over the 300 million people mark within the United States, 300 million people in population? Did that happen prior to 2004 or after 2004?
Prior.
No.
No?
It's a more recent development. 2006 was when we first. Now, we may have hit it and we didn't have a census, but that's when it was first announced.
All right.
Now there's 300 million people at least. Currently, according to the most recent census, 331 million people in the U.S. Let them live. All of you. I mean that sincerely.
Not all of you.
Yeah, I do. Alicia Keys and Usher had a duet on a song called My Boo. Is that song at least 20 years old?
Yes.
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 That song came out in 2004. You might recall at the Super Bowl this year, Usher and Alicia Keys performed that song.
Throwback moment.
Yeah, because it was 20 years ago. So now you know. Next up. When J. Peterman, a.k.a. actor John O'Hurley, was on Dancing with the Stars in its first season. Did that happen within the last 20 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Just barely, but yes. 2005. Think about that. His stardom, in part, comes from him being on Seinfeld. Then he was such a, like, air quotes, washed up celebrity that he was on a celebrity dance show where he then almost won it. He came in second.
I remember.
And that's been almost 20 years ago.
When that show premiered, I said to myself, who the hell is going to watch this show? Mm-hmm. This will last 5 seconds.
And
here we are, 20 years later.
Yeah, right.
Although I don't understand who's watching people sing with costumes on.
Oh, yeah, The Masked Singer.
But we do that,
I don't
too.
Typically watch it, but you know what? I tried. I remember I tried to watch it, and I got so mad because I thought the guy would sing a song, the gal. You'd have the panel of judges go, I don't know. Who is it? John Malkovich. And they're like, no. And they'd be like, just kidding. Here it is. It's John Stamos. And then it's instead they go, wait 7 weeks, and then we'll tell you who's in The Mask. And I said, no, I'm out on that. Next up, in the 2000s, Brazil defeated Germany 2-0 in the World Cup. Ronaldo scored both goals. Not Cristiano Ronaldo. Fat, bald Ronaldo scored both goals against German goalkeeper Oliver Kahn. Was that more than 20 years ago? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 June 30th, 2002. That was the World Cup. U.S. national team made it to the quarterfinals and lost to that Germany team, but very good. Next up, Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's had it going on for more than or less than 20 years.
Less than.
More than.
More than?
Yeah. Fountains of Wayne released the single Stacy's Mom in 2003.
Okay.
If we were going by classic rock standards from when you and I were kids, Stacy's Mom would be a classic rock song. I know it's not what that means. I know we'll never, that's not what that is, but that's a long time ago.
She's a grandma now.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, Ted, I hate to break it to you.
She's still all right, though.
She had a rough couple last years. So let's put it that way. She didn't make it. All right. So she would be a grandma. She's still with us. She's not with us.
Gilf.
Okay. Let her live. Next up. Did we discover that Mars may have had water on its surface in the last 20 years? When did we find this out? Did we know this
may
prior
one
to 2004?
Time have had water on its surface.
Sorry, yes.
Not may have currently.
Had, no. But did we find out that there was evidence of water possibly being on Mars' surface?
I'm going to say no, because the Mars rover was in the last 20 years, right?
Wrong.
No, I don't know.
I know. I thought so. I thought that was like a few weeks ago, but no, February 19th, 2002.
I mean, they've had more since then.
Well,
I'm talking about the original Mars rover.
Do you understand that, like, 9/11 happened in September of 2001?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
And then in February of 2002, we were like, hey, I know everybody's still, like, really worried about all that. We're trying to figure this out. You're taking your shoes off on flights. Hey, possibly was water on Mars.
Well,
just want to throw that out there.
We launched that. It's not.
No, we didn't know, but we didn't know until then. That's when we found out. In the Academy Awards, where A Beautiful Mind won Best Picture, Denzel Ward won Best Actor for Training Day.
Denzel Ward or Denzel Washington? That would be a hell of a thing if Denzel Ward won Best Actor.
I just typed Denzel Washington, and somehow in my head I turned into Denzel Ward. All right, and him too. Denzel Ward or Denzel Washington. And Halle Berry won Best Actress for Monsters Ball. What year was that? 2002, 2004, 2006. Was it 20 years ago or was it not?
2004.
No. 2002, buddy. Training Day, Beautiful Mind, Monsters Ball, Halle Berry taking her top off happened 22 years ago. God, we're old. Anyway, congrats to the people who won those Oscars. Next up, is CSI Miami more than 20 years old?
No.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. David Caruso, as Lieutenant Horatio Kane, has been taking off his sunglasses and saying witty, pithy things into a camera since 2002.
Horatio Kane was great with the Kansas City Royals.
Your guy.
Lorenzo Kane. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lorenzo Kane.
And finally, Shakira's sensation, whatever, whatever, Is that older or younger than 20 years old, that song?
Younger.
Older. Wow. 2001.
How old was she?
I don't know. But
like 18?
Probably not that old. I mean, what is she now? She's only like 40. I say only.
Well, that's what
like
I mean.
45? How old is Shakira? Anyway, yeah, it was 2001. So there you go.
Okay. Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man. She was, back then, cheating on her taxes as well. I just want to point that out.
She's 47.
47?
She's 47?
Okay, so
pretty,
she was
pretty good, 47.
Then that would have been, she was like, don't want to be 24? Talking about. She's like 20, yeah, 24, 25. My gosh, it was long in the tooth back then.
You want to hear my Shakira impersonation?
Go ahead. It's not how she sounds. She's a wonderful voice.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
All right, that game made me feel ancient. But we have a 20-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and Fairfield, and a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Cleveland Avenue and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeyes Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, what are you guys doing a Tuesday these days? Anything special?
I mean, we did it. We did a show.
Game show. Well, no, you got like names for things like Wild Card Wednesday coming up.
It's F-Bomb Tuesday.
F-Bomb Tuesday, right?
F-Bomb Tuesday.
We should have had Jen come down here and throw an F-Bomb out.
Yep.
You're in full Kansas City Royals jersey today. The sleeveless jersey. You look like Mike Sweeney.
It is. It's
nice.
It's good call by you.
It's got, it's the white with the blue sleeves, which is meant to look like the cutout.
Meant to look like the sleeveless, where the, you wear the blue shirt under the white kind of vest deal.
Let's get a little jersey nerdy for a second, because that Royals script there, it has the drop shadow on it, where you have the little black shadow underneath the word Royals.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like that.
Authentic.
I've always thought that looks cool. But there are a lot of baseball traditionalists who don't like that look when they went to that, because the Reds had that, the Mets had that, I know. Other teams did it too. I thought those looked cool, but a lot of people, or not a lot, some people don't like them.
I don't mind it.
I think those people are wrong.
I'm not like here or there on it. If that shadowing effect really tickles you,
I'm not a fan of the sleeveless. Royals did that, Reds did that, White Sox did that.
You want the sleeves to be the same color.
Yes, I don't like the two-tone jersey color.
I can get with you there. But just to be clear, this is not a, I mean, this is a jersey with blue sleeves.
No, I know, it looks like a sleeveless, but I know it has blue sleeves, but it's made to look like you're wearing almost a white vest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That that early 2000s era Kansas City Royals club, they had some studs that then spiderwebbed out to the rest of Major League Baseball, like typically was the way back then. They seemed like they were a farm club for the bigger clubs. You know, Jermaine Dye was in Kansas City.
Jermaine Dye, my guy.
Went to the White Sox. Johnny Damon, of course, with the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know. Did David DeJesus ever go on and do anything else with other clubs? He was a player there.
He was around.
Yeah.
But
he actually, I think he was the one guy that actually Raul Ibanez. Yeah. Mike Sweeney was the guy there, though. He was the dude.
Didn't Dean Palmer play for the Royals as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
I do, too.
Of significance.
Let me tell you.
Tony Pena was the manager, and they had one of the years I was in school there. They made a run at the postseason, but they fizzled out at the end, but they had a good club, and fans were excited about it. And that's when I could tell what a baseball town that was, because it had been a good long while since their heyday in the 80s with George Brett. And then you saw it again when they won the series. And I was back in town the year after they won the World Series. And you had to struggle to get tickets to a Tuesday 3 o'clock game.
Yeah.
40,000 fans showing up for a Royals Nats game, 2 months into the season. That was a great baseball environment the year after they won the series, and all the energy and all the excitement was back there.
All right, Timmy, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Well, we had a national championship game last night, so I definitely got to give some thoughts on UConn and Purdue. Bone, I know some things still coming out about this Ohio State basketball team. I really like the assistant coach hire that they made. I really like it, and I will tell you guys why. And some tidbits from spring practice number 13. Well, spring practice number 12 happened yesterday. Number 13 is coming up tomorrow. And then the big show on Saturday for the spring game.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour. Then it's Jackets time at 6:30 right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page
with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, some hard times, some bad news for country music star Morgan Wallen of his own doing. He was arrested on 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct early Monday in Nashville after allegedly throwing a chair from the rooftop of a bar Sunday night. According to Metro Nashville Police, the chair landed on the street close to the 2 police officers, who then proceeded to go upstairs and arrest him. He was at fellow country music artist Eric Church's new 6-story bar, restaurant, and live music venue called Chiefs. So, top floor of a 6-story building, he throws a chair over the side, I guess in celebration or in drunk? I don't know. Allegedly. In either case, you might know Wallen from his many hits that he has had, and also from yelling a racial slur in a video that was made public by TMZ back in February of 2021. It does say in this article, after that incident, Wallen's popularity surged. And yikes. Stephen A. Smith decided to take the Michael Jordan discourse to a new level. He was on whatever show he's on now. Is that still First Take?
First Take.
Yeah. He was talking there and said, UConn winning 6 titles in 6 trips to the championship game.
Yeah.
That makes them the Michael Jordan of college basketball because
I don't know what
6-0 in the title game, just like Michael Jordan.
Different teams and different rosters. And
sure.
And we just keep it to college. And I'll have a thing I want to say about UConn, but it'll be just about college basketball.
They're teams, not a player.
Yeah, but okay.
All right, whatever. Fine.
By the way, the Royal we couldn't think of that was there, Carlos Beltran.
That's right.
Carlos Beltran.
Oh, yeah, the biggest one that we would. Yeah, exactly.
Duh.
Yeah. I'd like to forget him. Sucked for my team.
He was good for a couple years, but then you knew he was leaving. So you just know.
Adam Wainwright left the bat on his shoulder. I'll never forgive him. Dead to me. Go to hell.
What was I going to say? Oh, tomorrow is, well, you know what it is. Wildcard Wednesday. Please join us. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer belt after I-70 that's causing some delay. And another accident on the right shoulder of westbound 104 after Hall Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Favorites and unders were the betting story of this NCAA tournament. Unders finished 37-29-1. That's 56%. And 12-3 in the Sweet 16 or later. Favorites had the most profitable tournament since 2008, hitting at just over 58%. UConn now 6-0 straight up and against the spread in title games. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. We've got hockey tonight on The Fan as the Blue Jackets continue their 4-game road trip. The Jackets are at Tampa Bay tonight. Faceoff is at 7. Pre-game coverage gets underway at 6:30 here on The Fan. Just 4 games left in this regular season for Columbus. In baseball, the Guardians and Reds are both on the diamond later this hour. Cleveland goes for a 6th win in a row as they host the White Sox. First pitch is at 6:10. Logan Allen is on the mound there for the Guards. Meanwhile, the Reds host the Brewers at 6:40. Frankie Montas is on the bump, and that one for Cincinnati. And in college football, Oregon State running back Damian Martinez is expected to enter the transfer portal next week. He'll likely be one of the best players in that spring portal as he rushed for over 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns for the Beavers last season. This update is sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit TheWaterworks.com today to get started. Breaking sports news when it happens on the